This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Happy Easter. We're so glad that you're with us today. We're so glad that you tuned in and we're with you in your home, in your car, in your living room, because we're celebrating the fact that Jesus died and he rose in all power. He didn't just die for our sins and die on the cross, but he rose again. And the resurrection power is available to you and I today. I'm so excited with what God is doing. But first, let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're here with us even now. Even though we can't be together physically, we're together in spirit. And I thank you, God, that you're going to speak to us something that's right on time. Thank you, God, for your word, because it brings life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today I want to tell you a story out of John 20. So if you have your Bible, you can turn to John chapter 20. And I want to ask you a question. What do you see in the tomb? What do you see in the tomb? Let's go to this incredible story here. Early on Sunday morning, things seemed to be wrong. Things were in crisis. People were all out of sorts. Everyone that believed in Jesus were wondering what's next. It was uncertain. It seemed hopeless. But then on that early Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. And something seemed out of place because the stone was rolled away. No, she didn't have the faith to look inside yet, but she went back and got the disciples. And when she went back, the only disciples that would come was Peter and John. But Peter and John, something started stirring in them. That faith started stirring in them. Hope started to rise in them. And they started to run. And they ran all the way to the tomb. And John got there first. But then Peter ran and he entered in. And then they both saw that Jesus' body was gone. They saw the linens. They saw a lion there, but no Jesus. And all of a sudden it said they believed and they realized what Jesus had said, that he was going to rise again. And all of a sudden they left, and they left not in despair, but they left in hope. And I want you, after you get done with this stream today, I want you to leave in hope, not despair, not hopelessness, but in faith that God is doing something new. They walked out of there different than they were just moments before. They looked into the tomb and they saw hope. Now Mary Magdalene, she's still out there. She's still out. She's weeping. She's asking herself, where did they put my Lord? She's gripped by fear. She's gripped by grief. And she looks in, and what does she see in the tomb? She sees angels. But she doesn't realize what God is doing, because she's still in the same paradigm, in the same frame of thought. She asks them, where did they take my Lord? Where did they take my Lord? And so because she's so gripped by fear and she's so gripped by grief, she doesn't see the miracle that is transpiring. She doesn't see it. And then she walks, she turns around, she walks out of the tomb, and then she sees who she thinks is the gardener, but it's really Jesus. And she asks the question again, where did you put my Lord? And all the while she's crying. And Jesus said, why are you crying? Because Jesus knew what she did not realize, which is something had not been taken from her. Something had been gifted to her. God had given her something so much more precious than she could possibly imagine, but the only thing she could see is something had been taken from her. Maybe that's you right now. You feel like something's been taken from you. Maybe a few paychecks have been taken from you. Maybe your health is in jeopardy. And you think something's been taken. But no, God wants to give you something. And God is in the process of gifting you something. And it's going to be all right if we'll put our eyes on Jesus. Jesus says, who are you looking for? My goodness. In the time of crisis, Who are you looking for? Who is it that you're, because if you're looking over here, or you're looking over there, or you're looking to man, you're not going to see and you're not going to find what you need to find. Jesus said, who are you looking for? Because if you're looking for a dead God, if you're looking just for something religious, if you're looking for something just to fill up your Sunday, you might not find what you need. Because what you need is resurrection power. What you need is a relationship with Jesus Christ, because that changes everything. And while she's weeping, and while she's asking the wrong questions, and while her focus is on the wrong thing, Jesus says, Mary! And with one word, he brings clarity in the midst of despair. With one word, he reminds her who she is in him. I want to tell you, just one word from Jesus can change everything. I don't know what you're going through. I know what's going on in the world today, and I know what's going on in the nation today, and I know what's going on as a health issue right now. But let me tell you something. One word from Jesus can change everything. One word can clarify everything. And all of a sudden, it changes, shifts her paradigm. And now she sees Jesus. Ooh. When we put our eyes on Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. When we put our eyes on Jesus, we can begin to walk on top of the storm, on top of the circumstance. But that only happens when we put our eyes on Jesus. It depends who you're looking for today. Some people today are gripped by grief. But then she goes back. She has a revelation. She's got a word from Jesus, and she's running back. She's running back. She meets up with Peter and John, and she meets up with the other disciples, and the three of them start talking about the fact that Jesus has risen again and the things of God, and all of a sudden Jesus appears right in the middle of them. Let me tell you something, right in the middle of being shut in, right in the middle of being on the retreat, right in the middle of crisis, if you call on the name of Jesus, he's going to show up. He's going to appear right in the middle of your problem, right in the middle of your circumstance. Jesus is going to appear, and he's going to say this, peace be with you. Oh my goodness, peace be with you. That's one of the things that's most important in this moment is that we have the peace of God. The peace of God is what gets us through the storm. It's the peace of God that gets us through the crisis. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, he appears, he enters our circumstance, and he says, peace be with you. He puts his peace. He literally puts his peace on us. He clothes us with his peace. When we call on his name and we put him back as the focus, he appears. But there's a problem here that happens, because Thomas is not in the room. All the other disciples are there, but Thomas, I don't know. Did he go out to get a snack? Did he go out to get groceries? Did he go out to get Clorox wipe and toilet paper? We don't know. But then he comes back, and the disciples are excited. They're ecstatic. They're telling him, we saw Jesus. And he said, I don't believe you. I would have to literally touch his wounds. I would literally have to put my hand and feel where the nails pierced his hand and feel the wound on his side. I would have to know that he's real. Some of you today are at a place where you're asking questions. You're trying to wrap your head around the why, the how. You're looking at what's going on in the news and you're saying, why? You're looking and trying to see, well, whose fault is it? You've got questions. You've gotten skeptical. You're at the place where Thomas was. But let me tell you something, just 8 days later, they started talking about the things of God again, and all the disciples were together, and this time Thomas was there, and they started calling on the name of Jesus, and Jesus showed up. Jesus showed up and he said, Thomas, get over here. I want you to touch the wounds on my hand. I want you to touch the wound in my side. And I want you to see that I am real. There's some of you today that need to know that Jesus is real. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. 2,000 years ago, he rose from the grave, and he rose in all power, and that power is still available to us. His resurrection power is still alive. Oh, my goodness. His resurrection power is available. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what miracle that you need today, but he is real. We serve a real God, and he is available today. Maybe today you're gripped by fear and you're gripped by grief like Mary. You're crying outside the tomb. You feel like death is closing in on you. You're standing outside the tomb, surrounded by other tombs, surrounded by uncertainty and hopelessness. Jesus wants to reach into that situation, and he wants to pour out his hope on you and pour out his love on you and fill you up with joy, give you joy instead of mourning, give you a garment of praise instead of heaviness. He wants to give you beauty for ashes. And all of a sudden, the thing that you've been crying about, you're going to begin to testify about, because God is good. Maybe that thing that you thought was a gardener is Jesus. Maybe that thing that you thought was taken from you and stripped away from you is actually a gift from God to you. And God is about to gift you something more than you can possibly imagine. Maybe like the disciples today, you've barred yourself away. You've put big walls up and you are living in fear. You're afraid. You're overwhelmed. Jesus is about to show up in the middle of your circumstance. He's about to appear in the middle of your circumstance. If you'll just begin to call on the name of Jesus, he's going to show up and he's going to say, peace be with you. And so I speak to you today. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're the person, you're the Thomas. Maybe you got some questions, some things that you're trying to wrap your head around today. Jesus wants to show himself real to you. I want to pray with you. Will you bow your heads right where you are? God, I thank you, Lord. You know exactly where we are today. Maybe we're like Mary today. Maybe we're gripped by fear and gripped by the things that are going on, uncertainty, hopelessness. God, I pray that you touch each one that's there. Fill them with your hope. Fill them with your love. Fill them with your life. Recharge their faith today. Maybe to the ones that are, they put big walls up. They're retreating in fear. They don't know what's coming next. God, I pray that you fill their life with hope. Fill their life with faith. And you flood their atmosphere with love. Because perfect love casts out all fear. God, let your love permeate, God, their life. Let your love permeate, God, where they are right now in their home, in their car, at their job, wherever they are. And God, to the ones like Thomas that have questions, that are just trying to wrap their heads around things, God, show them that you are real, that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You are the God of miracles. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you would show yourself strong. And maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus today. I've drifted away. I used to have a relationship with God, but I feel a little distant today. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I've never really had a real relationship with Jesus. I've never really given my heart to him 100%. I want to have that. I want to have a relationship with him. I want to get back to that relationship with him. If that's you, let me pray with you today. Say, Jesus, thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for taking all my sins, all my shortcomings, all my failures away. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for rescuing me. I'm sorry for doing it my way. I'm sorry for my faults and my sins. Jesus, forgive me today. Jesus, give me a fresh start. Jesus, walk with me and teach me how to live in your resurrection power. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you just give God the praise where you are right now, in the middle of your living room, in the middle of this stream right now, in the middle of your car right now? It doesn't matter. Just give God the praise. Because it's exciting when you realize that God is alive and his resurrection power is alive in us. God bless you. Have a happy Easter.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.